So summer is definitely over. What was the song of this summer?
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Some of the monster hits of summer's past, Matt Phipps is here with his choices for the one just ended. He's program and music director and afternoon host at 92.5 The River, the kind of alternative independent radio station here in Boston. And full disclosure, my former partner, along with George Knight, in an experimental news interview and music show over a decade ago. Now it can be told, my sordid past.
The band is back together.
It is. I think we were the Young and the Restless at one point.
We were. What are we talking, 97, 8,
or your name is Matt Phipps. Sometimes we were called Gladys Knight and the Phipps.
We were. You know, it's funny. Back when they put us together, the thought was NPR with guitars. And now look at you.
Well, there you go. And you're the guitars still.
Today.
And so Matt has picked a number of songs for us that were his favorites of the past summer. Start with one of your personal favorites.
Well, we're talking about Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats and the song S.O.B.
Okay, well,
okay,
right
listen,
there.
I'm just going to stop right there. It's, yeah. But the actual title is S.O.B. This, for me, is the song of the summer, the year, the decade, the millennia. They're a lovely little band from Denver, Colorado. And when they performed this song on The Tonight Show last month, they received a very rare standing ovation. It doesn't happen too much on The Tonight Show where people just get up spontaneously, and Jimmy Fallon practically bowed before them afterwards.
All right, well, let's hear, and it, you know, it'll be bleeped, but here you go. S.O.B. So it is rollicking.
It's classic soul. I mean, he dances just like James Brown if you watch the video. In fact, the video is an homage to the final scene in The Blues Brothers, where Jake and Elwood perform Jailhouse Rock in the penitentiary, and kind of the same vibe going on there. So,
okay, great.
A lot of fun.
Great summer song. By the way, we'll have Matt's list at hereandnow.org, where we're also going to ask you to leave your thoughts or songs of the summer. And yours aren't going to be the ones that might have had the most Billboard plays or whatever it is. Yours are your own personal. Give us the next one.
Yeah, my own personal and a lot of fun. Just going off the fun theme, Saint Motel is a band from Los Angeles, and the song sounds like a 2015 version of a disco classic with the big horn section going on. So here's a little bit of My Type.
Okay, so who's this reminding me of, Matt? Music we used to play.
You know, it's got, as I said, it's got that 70s horn section. It's almost like an old Earth, Wind & Fire, or almost like You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees kind of vibe to it, you know? So
someone else. Oh, I know what it is. It's The Clash.
Oh, well, it's got some Clash to it. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so My Type from the L.A. indie band Saint Motel. Mm-hmm. What do you have next?
Well, my wife and I love watching a little CBS Sunday Morning, and I discovered this duo, a mother-son duo. They were highlighted on a show, I think, back in the spring, and they're a duo called Madison Ward and the Mama Bear, and the song called Silent Movies. It's just the loveliest song of the summer. Great for barbecues.
When you took the car, you lie yourself, don't come, join the choir, your baby. Silent movies make more money, so help them make more money, girl. So what will
Yeah, it's such a sweet little song. Mama Ruth worked in coffee houses for years, and one day she invited her son up on stage to play with her. And this past July, they played Newport Folk Festival, and I mean, what a pinch me moment that was for them, you know, playing with the where their idols Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell once played, you know.
A great story. The Avener is a French producer. Tell us about his song.
The Avener, he's a French house producer. The song was just a huge smash all over the world. Barely known here in America, though. Went to number one in Austria, Germany, Spain. Hmm. Top 10, Australia, Belgium, Denmark, Hungary, Italy, Switzerland,
okay.
And his home country of France. I was just hooked at first listen. Very, very catchy.
The shadow it grows and takes the depth away. Leaving broken down pieces to this priceless ballet. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows. The fainter we go. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the deeper down.
Great song. What is a great song to you? Is there something, I mean, summer songs are those songs that just, they are wallpaper. They're everywhere. But what makes it great?
I think it always starts with the hook, whether it's an old Beatles song or, you know, something, you know, that Rihanna just put out. It's all about the hook. Especially in the summer, making you feel good. You're not going to find too many gothy dirges in your best of summer songs. You know, it's got to make you happy. It's got to want you know, you got to want to head to the shore and you know, jump in the ocean
and smile.
And smile.
Okay, so what's your last pick?
Beck, who last year, as you remember, won the Grammy for Album of the Year for kind of an acoustic quiet album. We all loved it. Kanye West hated
Kanye
it.
Kanye West almost got up and said, once again, it shouldn't have won.
Yeah. I mean, we loved it. But then he came back. He doesn't even have a new record. Just a single called Dreams. And it's just this poppy, wonderful, just fun. The most entertaining thing he's done. It just flew off the speakers the first time I heard it.
Okay, so Matt Phipps, you close out your list of summer songs with Beck's Dreams. Great. But I just want your opinion of, you know me, I'm I just love the real confections.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I love them.
So
what did you think of the huge, I think it was downloaded a trillion times, Justin Bieber's work with Skrillex and Diplo, Where Are You Now? Let's just listen for a second.
Do it.
Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
All right, weigh in on this sort of resurrection of Justin Bieber by Skrillex and Diplo.
Listen, I'm just glad he's on the straight and narrow. He's no longer, you know, as far as I know, throwing eggs or drag racing. And you know what? As I said, it's all about the hook. That song's got a great hook. Skrillex is mad talented.
Well, so how are your listeners at the independent, you know, River?
Yeah.
Would they balk at Justin Bieber, even if it's with Diplo, the Philly-based DJ and rapper, and Skrillex, just a brilliant Los Angeles electronic music producer, number one, Billboard's Dance Electronic Streaming Songs chart? Would they balk because it's Bieber?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, quite simple. They would balk and then barf.
And then they'd listen. And then
But you know what? They would give anything a chance because everybody deserves a chance. Even Bieber. Even the Biebs.
Matt Phipps, program and music director and afternoon host at 92.5 The River, Boston's independent radio station, with his picks for the summer. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I should also say that, you know, since I've got a 14-week-old at home, my real summer songs are like Old MacDonald and the theme to Harry the Bunny. So if you have the Harry the Bunny theme handy, that'd be great to kind of close this out with.
Unfortunately, we're going to make you listen to Justin Bieber some more.
Do it.
Of course, some people think this is the equivalent of the Bunny. But what were your songs of the summer of 2015? You know, The Weeknd has two of the top 10, Can't Feel My Face and The Hills. What are your picks? Tell us at hereandnow.org. You can tweet me at Here and Now Robin. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. Let's hear from you.